It's been well reported that homicides were up significantly from 68 to 85 last year. CMPD Chief Putney says 60 of those cases have been solved. Domestic violence incidents accounted for more than a quarter of those homicides. Putney says his officers will be required to take more domestic violence training to better equip them to deal with and prevent these types of incidents. Reported cases of rape increased to 306.
We believe that in no small part, the reason people are stepping up and reporting these sexual offenses is because of what's going on nationally. It is becoming a part of who we are as a society to report this kind of thing to hold people accountable. We applaud these sexual assault victims for their courage.
Putney says violent crimes and auto thefts were down by nearly 4% last year, and property crimes and burglaries decreased by about 5%. Putney credited some of the crime reductions to his officers getting to know residents better in the communities they patrol. He pointed to initiatives where officers are mentoring and tutoring youth and says it helps that nearly 200,000 residents attended CMPD community engagement functions last year. Putney made his comments at Faith Memorial Baptist Church in the Lakewood community just northwest of uptown. That's where CMPD is expanding one of their most recent initiatives. Together with nonprofit groups and government agencies, the department is trying to reduce crime by focusing on the needs of families. It kicked off last year in the Hidden Valley neighborhood, and Putney wants it to eventually go citywide.
We know that if we heal an individual and we heal a family, we're preventing crime. So over the next year, our focus is really going to be doubling down on that community engagement work and also having some tough conversations, showing some tough love.
Putney repeated his call to stop pointing fingers when it comes to the city's crime problems. He says it needs to be tackled in ways that go after the root causes in partnership with the community. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.